An attorney for the drivers, Ashley Keller, told the three-judge panel that federal judge Michael Bailson improperly ruled that drivers were independent contractors and not workers entitled to minimum and overtime wages.
This is not some side gig. This is not a couple of bucks of extra income. These are people who rely on Uber for the overwhelming majority of their income to put food on their tables.
Keller maintains the judge improperly granted Uber summary judgment and the matter should have been decided by a jury.
These are almost always general verdict cases. That's because mixed questions of law, in fact, always go to juries.
Robert Pritchard is an attorney for the ride-hailing company.
It is ultimately a question of law.
He urged the panel to side with Uber and affirm the judge's ruling because of historical court precedents.
The weighing of the factors and the assessment ultimately of the totality of the circumstances is for the court, not for the jury.
Uber argues the drivers signed on as independent contractors. The drivers sought to have the court change their status to full-time employees. Steve Tawa, KYW News Radio.